How do you build a high-performance team? That's the question that all leaders grapple with. The challenge in today's environment is that you're told to pull this off on a shoestring budget and that you have to exceed previous year's production. It's an impossible task. Here's how this show helps. Every week, we're going to feature executive and senior leaders from HR, IT, and sales, and they're going to share their best practices and playbooks so you can empower your managers to build great teams. We are Engaging Leadership, and now, here's the show. This is your friendly neighborhood talent strategy nerd, Dr. Jim, joining you live from HR Transform 2024 at the Wynn Resorts in Las Vegas, and we're here with another guest to help us bust a leadership or HR myth that just drives people nuts. I'd like to welcome Allison Myrena. She is the Global VP of People at New Globe.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Allison.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us, and I'm super appreciative of your help in our myth-busting efforts. But before we start doing that, I think it's going to be important for the viewers to know a little bit more about your story and how some of the cool things that you're up to in your day-to-day at New Globe.
Yes. Like you just said, my name is Allison Myrena. I am a native Floridian who's been living in Boston now for the past 10 years. And I am the Global VP of People at New Globe. So we partner with governments in developing countries to bring technology and curriculum into public schools. And so the majority of where we work is in Nigeria, Kenya, Rwanda, and India.
That's really interesting in terms of a company and a business model. What was it about the company that brought you into the organization?
I actually started my career as an English teacher in China. And so I thought that I wanted to be an interpreter as a trade, but I really fell in love with teaching. And so the reason why I got into teaching was because I wanted to move to China and I needed to pay student loan debt, right? Most of us have it. And really just fell in love with the field. And after my first year of teaching, I was starting to think about what are the ripple effects that I'm personally having on students. And I can only teach maybe 125, 150 students at any given time. But I was able to transition into the teacher recruitment and training team. And I know because I was able to transition into that team that I personally have impacted the English language learning of hundreds of thousands of students across China, Russia, and Indonesia with that company.
One of the things that I'm wondering about, especially given the amount of time that you've spent in teaching, how did that translate into some of your philosophies when it comes to a people leadership perspective?
Absolutely. And so I think like the biggest parallel that I've personally found is that when you're teaching, and even everyone is a learner, right? We've all hopefully gone to school at some point. And students have different methods of learning. Some people are more auditory, some people are more visual, some people are kinesthetic. And you kind of have to think about that when not only when you're teaching to develop your lesson plans and delivery for your students, but also when you're a manager, you have to think about how your direct reports also will need to probably have a catered management style too. And so I think that's probably like the easiest parallel that I've found.
All right, you ready to bust some myths?
Oh yeah.
We've been talking to senior and executive leaders about their leadership or HR myths that just drive them bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about that, what's the one that gets you?
The one that definitely gets me the most is when people say you can't trust HR, or you should be afraid of HR.
You should be afraid of HR. Why? Well, that's not a myth.
Where that stems from is that originally back in the day when people teams were human resources teams and personnel teams, the function was formed to ultimately protect the business. But I feel like especially in this modern day and age, and even as we're hearing from so many leaders at Transform, that people functions genuinely care about the employees in their organization. Nobody goes into HR saying, yeah, let me protect a company, or wazoo, I really want to fire someone. Like, that's the crappiest part of the job. And what we really do on most of the time is advocate for our employees' needs and wants, because that's what makes a company successful, is having our employees be engaged and happy.
Fair point. I love how you expanded on that. So let's make it tactical.
Sure.
Now, when you're thinking about changing that perception or busting that myth, what are the things that people leaders and for HR leaders, what are the things that they should be doing to dispel that myth and get it more aligned with what the real work of HR looks?
Part of it is being open to having smaller group conversations and listening tours with employees. So much of our workforce is made up of Gen Z. Don't just have those conversations with your executive team. yes, you should be getting executive buy-in, but you need to cater your approach accordingly. And so by having those conversations with those that are in entry level and more associate level positions, they can give you like very real candid feedback. And then you as the leader collecting that data to form this case, such as happier and engaged employees are considerably more productive. I don't know the exact statistic offhand, but that's what the McKinsey studies say.
When you're talking about employee productivity, I think the most recent report, and this is 18 months old, that costs the U.S. almost $5 billion per year.
I saw that article.
Due to that. So really great point. Appreciate you hanging out with us. I know we're just scratching the surface of this conversation.
Sure.
If people want to continue the discussion, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Yeah, I am a recruiter turned people person. So I'm a big LinkedIn fangirl. So look out for me on there. I do have two last names on there, Allison Myrena Skrull, recently married. Yay for me and my husband.
And that is the key takeaway. Yay for Allison and her husband. Thanks for hanging out with us and helping us bust the myth. Thanks for listening to this episode of Engaging Leadership. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find our community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time where we'll have another leader joining us and sharing with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.